You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
6:38, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the SAFM Market Update. I'm your host, Jimmy Moyaha, and we're taking a look at the Nestle decision to sell Cremora. I'm joined on the line by Nestle's spokesperson, Mota Mota, to take a look at this and try and understand why. Good evening, Mota. Thanks so much for taking the time. The business has been around, at least in South Africa, for 77 years or so. It's an iconic brand. Clearly, this wasn't an easy decision to part ways with it.
Not at all, Jimmy, and thank you for having me on the call. Yeah, the decision really stems from a very comprehensive review that we conducted to drive the growth and see some of the enhancement deficiencies within our business model. And of course, we understand that there's been a little bit of an outcry with Cremora being going on sale to Lactalis South Africa, you know, pending regulatory approval, of course. But as one of the most household name brands in the country over the last 8 years or so, we really needed to see the alignment with our broader vision of fostering growth in our strategic portfolios. And hopefully from that point on, we'll already start to see that in the good hands of Lactalis South Africa, that the consumers will be better served in that way.
Mota, let's look at that strategic focus that you touched on. Obviously, this is something that the business would, one, not have taken lightly, but two, would be looking to reposition itself going forward. Take me through what that strategy looks like. I understand that some of the assets within the business, like the Harare production plant, are being repurposed and not necessarily sold. So what's the business doing at the moment?
So we're really looking to sharpen our focus within our Eastern Southern Africa region, which really is a house of 23 countries that we oversee. So as we look to see that, you know, we had to move forward in a growth potential market, understanding some of those market dynamic shifts that really made us think over a very long-term period of why we had to choose for the sale for Cremora to be out in the market. So for us, it was about realigning the portfolio. And with that, we saw an opportunity for that growth. But I wanted to emphasize, Jimmy, that our commitment in this region is still steadfast. Alongside of that, you mentioned the point around Harare, Zimbabwe, which was currently a production facility for Cremora within that region. But that really just means that the Cremora will halt in production at that point. And we really have very two strong brands, Nestle Everyday, which is a powdered milk, as well as our CeraVita cereals. And those are already equipped to continue production. So really it's just about, again, reshifting and pivoting some of those ideas and then moving across through to some, you know, where we can currently have South Africa continue to produce Cremora for the time being.
Mota, when we look at the Cremora business, how much of that was that? How much of that asset actually made up the revenue line item, or how much of it did it contribute towards the overall Nestle Group's performance?
Significantly. Look, I can't disclose the exact numbers to that point of view. Of course, we are in a very sensitive moment right now with us having to put the business up with Lactalis South Africa. But what I would say is that it was very much part and parcel of a real strategic category for us. We continue to review our business and categories quite often, and the decision was really through that thorough assessment where we looked at some of those consumer preferences, looking exactly where we're taking the region going forward. And this decision does not affect our commitment in any way to Africa, but most importantly, South Africa. And I also wanted to mention that with this decision that we've taken, there has been no impact on job losses. So that is also one of the very key reasons why we could operate in this view, and seeing that we can continue to supply our customers and the consumers, those service levels will not be disrupted at any point.
That's quite an interesting take on it, and especially from a business perspective, to say even in the loss of an asset that contributes to our business, we're not going to jeopardize jobs. We're going to do whatever we can to protect the jobs that exist within the company. Mota, what does the management team have in mind for the rest of the business? Are we looking at potentially, as part of the strategy, getting rid of some other non-core assets, or even bringing in new assets? Is that something that's in conversation?
What I can say is, yes, we are looking, because currently the consolidation of our factory site where Cremora is currently housed shares the premises with our Maggi noodles plant, as well as our Nescafe cappuccino mixers, which basically are your sachets. And we've now decided to take the cappuccino mixers facility to the home of coffee in our world, and that would be to Escort in the coming year or so. So we're definitely not looking to offset anymore. We're actually wanting to reinvest where it makes sense for us, and that portfolio choice will really start to see a real difference in how we are able to drive that efficiency that I spoke about earlier on in our value chain. So very much part of the strategic review was for us to ignite some of those potential points and really start to see how we can invest better and deliver more value to our consumers.
Is there a conversation happening at the moment around what to do if the Competition Commission doesn't give the go-ahead for the deal to go through? I mean, I imagine this is not the ideal situation, of course, but does that create any sort of problem for the business? Cremora surely would be happy to stay within the Nestlé Group.
100%. We'd be happy to stay within the Nestlé Group. Of course, you know, we leave it into the hands of the Competition Commission to make their ruling. But for us, and as well as Lexley South Africa, you know, we've put together the best minds to really unpack and understand the strategic value for both brands that would make sense. So ultimately, until that point, until we understand what that decision would be from Competition Commission, you know, we remain in the hands of the process at this moment.
Mota, as a business, Nestlé has been very deliberate around not disclosing the transaction value at this stage around that. And I'm not going to ask you to give me the number, but would you be able to comment on whether or not it's a profitable sale for the Nestlé Group?
I think you've partly answered your own question. You know, this is very much a point in which, look, I can say that both companies, South Africa and Nestlé, have had a strategic vision, right? So we all have the passion for the brand. We want to see it fostering growth. And we're absolutely thrilled to have such a formidable company show an interest in us. I mean, for the listeners online who don't really know much about Lexley South Africa, they're a company home to quality and trusted brands such as President, Parmalat, Mauro's, Sterry Stumpy for the kids, of course, and Bonita. So it's really a part of the transaction is subject to that approval. Only in the event of that being obtained would we have a better idea, you know, where that might lead us. But for now, I can't really say.
Well, we'll have to wait and see how the conversation unfolds. For now, it looks as though the sale is on the table, subject to approvals, of course, and we'll have to see what those approvals look like. Thank you so much for the time and for the insights, Mota. That's Mota Mota, who is the spokesperson at the Nestlé business, joining us to reflect on their decision to sell the Cremora asset within their portfolio.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.